Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every single morning. And thanks to everybody. A lot of fun texts and calls and emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday, August 22nd.
And thanks to our executive producer. He's Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
We're still in it.
Yeah, he's in it. If no one else.
He's in it.
He's still in it.
He's sure in it.
He's flying that W, woo-hoo! Win or lose. And thank you to Alex Kuhn for stepping in, doing a great job for Brandon, who's got his kid going to kindergarten, his daughter. God bless him.
Young Jedi.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. High praise.
She is a young Jedi.
He is the MVP.
Hey, we've got friends in Vegas. Don't ever think we don't. I'm going to go talk to my friends in Vegas. That is for the great, great Lawrence Holmes. Yeah, okay. We don't have a lot of noise, but guys, woo! Good morning. Lawrence is there. Layla is there. And Dan is there.
Morning, everybody.
Hello.
Hey, boys. How you guys doing?
Assuming you went to sleep.
How hot is it?
I don't know.
I'm talking about the tables. I'm talking about the tables.
I haven't made it to the tables yet. That might be an activity pre-Bears game that I might do.
How good are the donuts at from that cool donut place across the street?
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that. We might have to make someone make a run. Probably not today.
They just got us food. You're going to send poor Alan out again now for donuts?
I said probably not today, tomorrow we could do something.
It's early in Vegas, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is 7:52.
How does that work? What a strange world we live in.
Yes, we've had guests that have struggled with this concept, too.
Yeah, one of them's going to be on the show today.
Yes.
How was the ride, the limo ride from the airport to the hotel? That's always fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah. We had a great time. It was really nice, and they took – Circuit takes really great care of us, and then we, like, checked out the rooms. It's like, oh.
Well, Ray and I didn't get the stretch. You had Julio get the stretch. I think you guys were hooked up. We had a lovely, very quick ride on over. So they kept us out of trouble because they didn't supply us with substances.
You didn't get to booze.
That's right.
That's what you're
not till
that's
late.
Really what I'm asking. Yeah. That was the best part about that ride. What time are you guys talking to Luke Getzey?
he's gonna wander in here after he's done with the sports animal. And then he's going to talk with us.
The sports animal.
We're just going to draw a line of scrimmage and some arrows to some screen passes, maybe.
And then he goes sideways?
Yeah, and just see if he follows it.
Cracked off short side. Makes Layla's day. You know, she can't wait. Favorite play.
On third and long.
Maybe we'll see it tonight.
It always never works, so why not call for it? I will say there was a crack toss in the last game, but I was okay with it. Oh, no, it was a crack toss.
There was a jet sweep.
It was the other triggering play for me. It was a fullback screen.
Okay.
Yeah, Makari Blasingame, who, guys, we're going to talk about later because, you know, roster spots are going to start to get to a premium here.
Yeah, they got to keep a few tight ends, right? And they're going to keep a fullback.
Need a fullback.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to keep a fullback.
Need a fullback.
And then you got to keep some running backs, and then you got to figure out Velus Jones.
Do we know that Waldron needs to keep a fullback?
I don't know that he does. I'm telling you, he should.
He might not.
He might not. They didn't have one in Seattle.
No, they did not.
They did not. But they do have one here.
Most NFL teams.
Be emotional.
Yeah, you're breaking down. He loves a carry.
I love a good fullback. Now, I think they might, Dan, because I think it's a different scenario here. Also, with pass protection being an issue, I wouldn't surprise you if they kept Carey Blasingame.
Yeah, so we're gonna make an interesting choice on which player in the running backs room ends up sticking with this team. So we're gonna talk about that. David, have you read Kevin Fishbane's piece, Watching Film with Eberflus?
I have not.
I think that you would really enjoy it, especially as an old school Mac defender.
Well, I would love to read that now. I heard about it. I need to make some time for it because I would love to watch some film with Flusie. That's a good idea.
Yeah, but I think that you'll get a lot of the teaching technique that he shared. I enjoyed it quite a bit, but as someone that played against him and like in that era, I think you'll recognize a lot of themes from it.
Cool. Thanks for the recommendation.
I'm here to help.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
What you guys got?
Well, we have a bit of a shortened show due to our lead up to Cubs baseball today, but we are going to talk about Matt Eberflus and film watching and maybe relate football and tactics, as he says, to some other things. We'll discuss the end of the roster that is going to be figured out to some extent with the game tonight. Derek Stevens of Circa Sports is going to tell us all about the Circa Million and Circa Survivor at 11. Paul Charchian makes his first appearance as our fantasy expert for the season at 11:20. We've got High Noon. Former NFL quarterback Sean King is going to join us just after noon, and we'll take you up to the Cubs.
Have a great show. Have fun.
Enjoy, guys.